Some on the tee, ready to go.
Right. We really need Brian this week.
Yeah, we miss Brian. Brian Haas, our usual fourth here in our group, the pro down at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside. They're having their big military tournament today for the veterans.
Yeah, and so, they do it every year. It's great.
Yep, down at Blue Top. Hopefully it won't rain on them
down
there. But we'll have Brian back in a couple of weeks here when we have our next edition of Caddy Smack. But it's Scott, Rick, and Mark taking you through talking golf here for about the next 25 minutes or so. If you have a comment, 319-366-1600. That is Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you out there. Now, if you have your usual questions about how to improve your game, not sure today is the best day to ask.
We'll take a shot at it.
Mark?
I think we might be better at diagnosing other people's problems.
Than ourselves.
I'm playing pretty good golf right now, but I'm not sure that I'm ready to tackle that responsibility.
One of my answers might be, I don't know, if you tried swinging harder.
Leave the 3-foot questions away from Rick Swan, please.
Get into that soon.
I'm sorry. I brought that up. All right.
Got to face the problems.
Well, to only improve on that, right?
Right.
There you go. All right. We start off with the Open Championship, and what a Sunday it was. My goodness. Just a lot of fun. Two-man duel, basically, came down to Matt Kuchar versus Jordan Spieth. And Jordan Spieth coming away with his third major championship. He now has three, and all of a sudden, 3 weeks are now at Quail Hollow in Charlotte for the PGA Championship. There's a little bit more luster to the old Wanamaker Trophy now.
Yeah. It sure looked like, until the second shot on 13, that Jordan was not going to get that done. He wasn't playing that well. Wasn't hitting that many great shots, but something woke him up after he hit that ball way right on 13.
Birdie, eagle, birdie, birdie after that.
Right.
Really, the bogey was as good as any of the birdies, probably.
Yeah, well, that felt like a birdie.
Got him going. And, you know, there's differing opinions on the way that Spieth played 13. It took a long time, yes. That's a part of golf. They had a lot of people to move. They had decisions to be made, etc. And that's just a part of the game. And, yeah, you felt bad for Matt Kuchar a little bit because he had to sit there for 20 minutes between shots. But I applaud Jordan Spieth for going over and, you know, saying something to Matt Kuchar. Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to take that long. Yeah. And Kuch took the high road as well.
Well, Spieth hit it in a place off to the right where I might have. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think anybody in the field was where
Seve
was.
Seve could hit it there.
But the ruling came down to a piece of technology that was on a wire in the sky, and it was in his line of flight.
Right.
So my interpretation, my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, is that he was able to take an unplayable lie and go back in the line of sight. And he went back, what, Rick, 100 yards?
Yeah,
I don't know.
He was on the driving range.
Yeah.
He went way back there.
What you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the rules.
So without
golf
technology, he would have had to hit it from that very steep, rough lie.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or Seve would have made a par from the range. Made a par from a parking lot, to win an Open Championship.
There were so many parts to that, too. Jordan had a number in mind that was not close to what he actually was, and his caddy, Grawler, actually gave him a better number that he was going to hit from over at the driving range. That probably saved him a stroke, too.
Mm-hmm. Is there a better team right now in golf? And it's interesting, and my wife even pointed this out. Jordan Spieth, he doesn't talk about himself as I or how I played it. We played it this way.
Right.
There's no better team right now than Jordan Spieth and Michael Grawler, his caddy. Am I right on that?
Probably right, yeah.
I'd say so. Some people say he leans on Michael Grawler too much.
Mm-hmm. But Phil and Bones aren't together anymore. So.
They are not.
I think that's an accurate statement, and I think our guys Zach Johnson and Damon Green,
they make a great
historically
team.
Have done incredibly well.
Mm-hmm.
True. What do you think? 319-366-1600. You want to comment on the Open Championship? You thought it, how it came out? Happy? Not happy? etc. Your thoughts about it? Comments? Opinions? 319-366-1600. 1600. Jordan Spieth can win the Grand Slam, career Grand Slam, with the win at the PGA. The next three majors, you've got chances for people to win the career Grand Slam. You have Jordan, needs the PGA. You go back to Augusta in April next year, Rory McIlroy, and then Shinnecock Hills in June of next year for Phil Mickelson to try at age 47 to win the career Grand Slam. So a lot of golf talk coming up for the three majors in the future.
I'll tell you what impresses me, and I wish I could impart it in my game. What impresses me about the top players in the world, Rick, two examples of this. Rory McIlroy, I think, was 5 over after his first 6 holes.
Yeah.
In the very first round. And he ended up tied for 4th.
Right.
And Zach Johnson with an opening round 75.
Yep.
And he was shot 66 in the second round and on a day when he was too clear of everybody else in the field.
Another 66
And he
Sunday.
Came back and tied for 14th.
Yeah.
So those guys have an incredible ability to put a bad hole or a bad round behind them.
They do.
Rory was really, really good for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you give him a do-over in the first 6, I'm not so sure Rory would not have won the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's gotten his health issues behind him. He's got personal life behind him. He's got that all straightened out and whatnot. I think you may see Rory come on, who has also won at Quail Hollow in the Wells Fargo Championship.
Right.
He's won there before. My early choice coming up for the PGA is Rory McIlroy.
Well, Rory, when he won the U.S. Open, wasn't that just a runaway?
Yeah, at Congressional.
He was the only one that shot that way. I mean, he has the ability to go extremely low when he's on. So, as he showed in this after those first 6 holes.
I'm just very interested because I think Jordan Spieth took maybe a step back, and that's saying a lot because he's so talented, but he wasn't really, much like Jason Day has now. Jason Day has kind of fallen off. I mean, I wish I could fall off like he has, but he hasn't been in the conversation. And then all of a sudden, back comes Spieth, and he wins this by 3.
Yeah. And Day will get, you couldn't stay where he was last year. He was just fantastic.
Dustin Johnson missing the cut.
Exactly.
Number one player in the world.
Yeah. Right.
You can't, and really that when he fell down those steps, yeah, it's a bad deal, certainly, but it was a doubly bad deal because he was playing great golf.
He was as hot as you get.
Yeah. And he missed out on 6 weeks of potentially winning tournament after tournament, including the Masters at that point. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to comment and be a part of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, it's brought to you by Blue Top Ridge at Riverside, St. Andrews Golf Course in Cedar Rapids, and the Amana Colonies Golf Course down in Amana, our great sponsors of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Also,
what we were just talking about, by the way, goes to show you just how good the talent is right now.
Oh,
PGA
yeah.
Tour.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of talent out there.
Absolutely. And the thing about Jordan as well is the fact that Spieth, I think if this was Tiger in the glory days, Tiger, I think he would have said, I didn't have my A game this week and I won. I don't think Jordan Spieth had his A game this week.
And he won. That's 2 in a row.
But he had a good putter.
Yeah.
He had a pretty hot putter, and he made birdies when he needed to, but he didn't really drive the ball super well at Birkdale.
No.
Still came out okay.
The NBC guys gave no credit to a guy named Hao Tong Lee. And maybe they shouldn't have, but he shot 63.
Yes.
In
yes.
the final round, it was in the clubhouse at -6.
And for a while there, it looked like he was going to get in the playoff.
Exactly. He was out on the range near the end.
Right.
And when Spieth made that bogey on 13, maybe I've got a shot.
Mm-hmm.
But then Spieth did what he did.
I texted you and I said, this guy can win.
Yeah.
Because if you've seen it before, when somebody shoots a low number like that, posts a number, gets into the clubhouse, especially in a major championship, and then all of a sudden, the wind comes up, which it can do at the Open Championship. And all of a sudden, people are making bogeys and doubles all over the place. And all of a sudden, you got Hao Tong Lee winning the Open Championship. But the weather held off.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, if it was like Friday, even would have won. I don't think there's any doubt about that with the 30-mile-per-hour winds and very cold conditions out there. That's what makes the Open Championship fun, right?
Yeah, it's fun to watch.
Ryan from Walford wants us to discuss, and maybe we will either on this show or down the line, and a bucket list, of courses we'd like to play minus Augusta.
Oh, courses and we'd like to play?
And favorite courses we've ever played.
Oh, really? In the country?
Yeah.
I would go to St. Andrews right away.
True.
If I could.
One of our great sponsors. Oh,
both St. Andrews.
We played there a couple weeks ago. Right?
I know. Well, I would go to both of them then. How's that?
Pebble.
Pebble's on the list too.
Yeah, Pebble Beach has got to be on the list.
Mark?
Augusta's number one for me, but I can't mention Augusta, but I'm with you. St. Andrews or some of those old courses.
Pebble.
Overseas. Yeah.
Pebble Beach right there. I got to play, in fact, last week played one of the top 100.
Which one?
Classic at Madden's,
right
in the Brainerd area. Terrific, terrific golf course. Better hit it straight. I texted you and I said, I'm ready for wide open fairways again.
Yeah.
Although I hit it pretty good up there and played pretty well. Got to play Kiowa, side of the war by the
right.
shore.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. That's still the toughest course I've ever played.
One of my favorites was years ago. I played a place in Arizona called Crooked Stick.
Yeah,
and they had played. I don't remember what the tour was then, but it's what is now the web.com tour. They had you always held their qualifying event there, and you know, Rick, Arizona is a different kind of golf. Florida is a different kind of golf,
yep.
But that was a really interesting place.
Yeah,
yep, really was. But some great courses around the state of Iowa. And into Illinois, I mean, TPC Deer Run, Spirit Hollow, Harvester,
right.
Blue Top, obviously, which we've gone to, TCI.
The General.
The General. Over in
Still
Galena.
Need to play that. Haven't played that yet.
Yeah. Well, we'll get there.
And there's, you know, with Whistling Straits and Erin Hills, there's a couple of, you know, PGA Tour stops that hosted majors right there.
I'm
within
not,
driving distance.
Are you ready to walk Erin Hills?
No.
You have to walk.
Right.
Speaking of nice tracks, the third and final round of the Iowa Amateur being played right now at Cedar Rapids Country Club. We'll give you an update on
Very
that.
Very nice.
And then tomorrow, the Greater Cedar Rapids Open begins play out at Hunter's Ridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward. We'll get you an update on what's happening at the Iowa Amateur. 27 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way on a Wednesday. Stay tuned. More golf talk coming up after this here on KGYM.
Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with like hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
When I grow up, I want to make a pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price. $6. It's going to be the best pizza ever.
Sorry, kid. It's been done. Introducing the new Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest Pizza, a large pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price.
But my mom said...
Shh! This much cheese and pepperoni is what dreams are made of. Come get a large, hot and ready Extra Most Bestest Pizza for just $6, only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, just $24.99. Plus, get a $5 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate. Save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Back with you on the Gym Class, 3:30 here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. Talking golf here, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Rick Swan with you here today. 319-366-1600, that is our phone number. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line as well. I'm not sure if he has a golf question or if he just wanted to check in with us one more time. Brand new daddy.
Times two, right?
Times two now. Yeah. He's got two youngsters, man alive, over celebrating a certain event that took place 9 months ago.
He wasn't the only one.
Our former producer man, Tyler Chumlin, joining us. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Tyler.
I was earlier at Lunchbox Heroes, I figured I'd make it a two for Wednesday.
There you go.
Yeah, it was good to see you over there. And you're probably not playing golf now because you got a brand new one at home.
No, I heard you guys make comments earlier. I don't think anybody out there should be getting tips from any of you guys.
No.
I've seen you guys swing. It's a fun time when we play, but I don't know if you guys are good enough yet to give tips. I mean, maybe Rick. I know Rick's pretty good. Rick, you've been playing as much as you have been recently?
Yeah, I couldn't make a 3-foot putt this past weekend, so I'm not giving out tips.
You miss the 3-footers and make the 30-footers, right?
That's true. I did that.
We can help you with the 19th hole, Chumlin.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's all that matters.
Right. Yeah, this is a bad day for Brian not to be here for us.
So I had to call you guys. Scott, when did they start calling this thing the Open again?
Yeah.
It's the British Open. Didn't the Brits watch what the U.S. did last year at the Ryder Cup? Don't we get to call it whatever we want, I thought?
You know, that's not a bad idea. If you win the Ryder Cup, you get to, we can call it the British Open. It was about 5-6 years ago they dropped British. It's the Open Championship again.
I'm kind of with you, Tyler. In my head, I say British Open all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
I get confused. I mean, there's all these other terms. I mean, the U.S. Open, the PGA Champ. You know, they have their names. Call it the British Open and be done with it.
Right.
Especially if you're not going to beat the U.S. I mean, come on.
At least for another year, we'll just call it the British Open. How's that?
Well, see, I figured it out. It's the most American thing possible. We haven't won in, 9 years, so we win one time and we just take everything. That's how it works. I want to call it the British Open again, darn it. Let's do it.
Good stuff.
That's funny.
Good stuff. Well, we'll have to get out and play, man.
All right, you guys let me know. It's good talking to you guys. Good seeing you guys earlier today.
Take care, Tyler.
All right, thanks, Tyler.
Take care.
All right, 333.
Didn't he make eagle last time we played?
I think he did, but he may have followed it up with some non-eagles.
I think there were non-eagles before and after, but there was an eagle there in his game.
Mark, we got the Iowa Amateur going on here in town.
We do indeed. Cedar Rapids Country Club, the great old venue over there on the east side of Cedar Rapids.
Redone,
absolutely. Nearing its completion, the third round, Trevor Uhlstedt of Jewel, right now with a two-stroke lead. He is through 16 holes, 10 under par for the tournament. Dennis Bull, the first-round leader, is in the clubhouse at 8 under. He's tied with Brock Everett of West Des Moines. Cedar Rapidian Frank Linwall, headed for Iowa State, in fourth place right now, playing his final hole. He's, unless catastrophe strikes, he's going to finish no worse than fourth. He's at 7 under par.
I've had catastrophe strike on the 18th.
Not
at CRTC. Yeah.
Stay below the hole, right?
Stay below the hole.
Yeah.
Other Justin Panzegraw with a top 10 finish. He was minus 3 from the tournament. Justin from Marion. And also Chris James, former Cedar Rapids City champion, golf coach here in town. Top 20 finish for Chris. He was plus 2 for the tournament. And, again, that tournament wrapping up very soon over at Cedar Rapids Country Club.
Very good. Very good. And great to see CRCC hosting that again. Great to see it back in our backyard there. And, of course, CRCC is going to be hosting a USGA event coming up in 2019, I believe.
Senior Women's Amateur.
Amateur will be coming, and that might be the first of a few that they've got. And that's what they wanted when they did the redo.
Rick, have you been there since the redo?
Well, I played.
Yeah, we played it last year.
Yeah, I haven't, I haven't played this year yet. But it's different. They made some major improvements, and it's fun to play.
I was 15.
Thank you for bringing that up, Mark.
Let's see. Rick's checklist, three-footers, got it. 15 at CRCC, got it.
Hey, if I'm under 12, that's fine. I think I got an 8.
That's a straightaway par 5 that confounds a lot of us.
There is a tree with one limb. Of all the improvements they made, that limb is still there. That's my limb. I hit it every drive.
Yeah, it's still there. I think it's the Rick limb. And you come either hit it or come darn close.
Oh, it grabs it every time. Throws it right in the rough.
To hitting that thing. So. And then you're in bad shape. Indian Creek off to the right and then going in front of the green.
Oh,
so.
Sure.
Tough hole out there. So
I have nightmares about it. Thank you.
That's coming up. Also, I should mention this as well. Whether you want to play in the regular City Am or the Senior City Am, the deadline for registration is coming up in, I believe, 5 days or so.
Yeah, we're on the clock. We're both signed up for it. Senior Am, right?
Senior Am, my first year in the senior portion of the City Am. You had to make your choice this year because they have been on separate weekends. So you could have played both, but now they're on the same weekend. It'll be Friday, Saturday, and then the low 20, I believe, will play Sunday at Ellis. But deadline's coming up.
You signed up for the Open Division, which we did, right?
We did, yeah. Correct.
The, why not?
Senior Open Division.
Made my decision. I'm playing in neither.
Come on, Mark. You can still get in.
We'll get you in there someday. We'll get you in.
You can still get in.
You got to play more, though.
Yeah, I do.
You're getting there.
It's close.
It's close.
You've played in it in the past.
I played in the regular City Am, yeah.
Right.
And that's when I was playing
a lot,
you know, in college frequently and whatnot.
I am going to miss playing in both.
Me too. I always played in both.
I didn't have the opportunity. Like I said, this is the first year I've been able to play in the senior, and I chose that one. First round senior will be at Twin Pines, and then they'll play Ellis on Saturday, and then the wrap-up, low 20 on Sunday at Ellis, and then the regular City Am will be at Gardner, I believe, on day 1 and 2, I think.
If you're on the bubble with it, I would suggest you do it. I mean, it's fun. It's a good way to see where your game is.
Yeah.
And just test your nerves, because they do ratchet up in any kind of tournament like
there
that.
There is all kinds of differences between tournament play. And you've told me...
What are you nervous about?
I'm not nervous at all. You told me the Senior Am is pretty laid back.
No, I said don't take it for granted.
No. But you've told me that it's much more laid back, the senior.
Yeah.
City
well, end. Yeah. Every time I've played either one, you meet great guys.
And, absolutely.
And in the senior, I've played with just some great guys, and it's just a lot of fun.
It's just fear of not doing your best, right?
Yeah, and you don't want to embarrass yourself.
Yeah,
and you don't want to be you don't want to finish last, which I nearly did. I think I might have last year if there weren't some withdrawals. But anyway.
Yeah. It is what it is.
I'll be checking results.
Yeah.
As a lot of people will be. But yeah, that's coming up.
I don't harbor any notion that I might win the thing. But I just don't want to finish last. And that's what makes it fun, you know?
I just want to get to Sunday. That's what I want to get. Play Cedar Rapids Golf.
You have a chance.
Play CedarRapidsGolf.com. That's the city website for the golf courses if you want to check that out and get into it. So
you have a pretty good chance, I think.
I hope so. I'm playing well right now. Yeah. Hitting it straight and off the tee, and irons have been, for me, decent.
Yeah.
Haven't been putting great, but I kind of figured that out. So,
if Brian were here, and I'll just throw this out to you too, and I know that, like Tyler said, don't take tips from us, but I'll just throw it out to you. I could not make a 3-foot putt this past weekend. Really, it was all 5 rounds on vacation. But this past, the last 3 was where we say putt it out. You know, normally you'd pick it up.
And that's so different. Even 2-3-footers.
Yeah. And I missed the first couple of putts, and then it got in my head. And so I changed everything I would do. If Brian were here, he would say, get a routine and stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be his advice.
Well, you've seen me, guys. I'm not real consistent in short range, so I don't. ever watched the Golf Channel enough and listening to Brian, I think there's drills on the putting green.
Right.
Absolutely.
That you can use and, you know, putting the two tees and trying to hit, you know, square up your club and going through the zone there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. Well, Brian will be back with us in a couple of weeks and we'll have a report on how we did. maybe we will, maybe we won't.
Yeah.
How's that? Leave them hanging, always. Leave them wanting more out there. So get out and play.
That's the key.
That's the big thing out there. Some great courses out here in our neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. All right, Rick, thanks for stopping, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, see you on the tee. 3:40, we'll take a break, come back. We've got more coming your way here on the Gym Class for this Wednesday. So stay tuned. More after this.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $23. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekday evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $23 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
Dupaco is a local financial cooperative that gives back to its members, like me. Just for keeping and growing my savings and services with them, my share was $200. They call it thank yous. Extra money I use to spoil the grandkids. And it makes me feel like $1 million.
At a financial cooperative, members are owners. It's member participation that powers Dupaco Community Credit Union. Thank yous is money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and spending. Last year, Dupaco members shared in more than $2.85 million in thank yous. How will you use yours?
Get a gym membership.
Go to the movies.
Donate it to charity.
Pay down my student loan.
Add to my retirement savings.
Buy that purse I just saw.
Learn more at dupaco.com/thank yous. Participate, cooperate, accumulate. The more you use Dupaco, the more you're thanked. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's really easy.
What a great selection.
People everywhere love the all-new BillionAuto.com. It has a great new look, it's super easy to use, and has over 7,000 new and used vehicles to choose from. Plus, you can compare true lease prices across multiple brands with just a few taps and swipes. These aren't national offers, but special lease prices found conveniently in one place. Tap, swipe, lease. The all-new BillionAuto.com. Opinions stated are actor portrayals.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you Wednesday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Cal Eldred's going to join us. Yeah, it's not Tuesday, but Cal is going to join us tomorrow because obviously we gave our hour to the guys in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days over the last couple of days. So Cal Eldred will talk baseball with us tomorrow. Plenty to discuss. Trade deadline is nearing, and we'll talk with him about that. Also, John Cranton, Gem 5 Sports, will be joining us coming up tomorrow. And then Kevin Lehman on Friday to wrap up the primetime league and summer basketball. And we will do that with Kevin coming up on Friday. Right now, Bill Yeisley joining us here in studio at 3:43. Our friend Bill with the Cedar Rapids Area Officials Association. And we are getting ready for football, high school football namely. And we are going to give everybody a chance that has made a great call from the stands, whatnot. Give them a chance, Bill, to get out there. And, you know, help out some of these high school programs with your knowledge as far as making great calls are concerned. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Thanks for asking me to be here. Appreciate it.
And it's that time of the year you're out there looking for brand new officials, and boy, do we need officials, and not only football, but at every sport.
We do. You know, we lost 5 officials this year, with 2 by the tragic deaths back in March, and then 3 real experienced officials that just have to give it up because of surgery and so forth. That's going to affect us.
That's a crew.
Yeah, it is a crew. And we need new officials every year. You know, we have a lot of things happen. People get injured. People get sick. They give it up because they've got a young one playing in a sport, fall sport. Or they get transferred. So those things all happen, it seems like, every year. So we have to have new people.
Yeah, you don't have to be a former football player or anything to sign up, Bill. Male, female. Tell us how to go about it.
We've had a female in the past, and I know there are some other ones around in eastern Iowa. Yeah, it's female or male, and you don't have to have played. I've said this before. Pinky was a good example.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't ever play and became one of the really good officials in the area. And so we are looking for new people and hope that they that we get a turnout tomorrow night. I met with the second-year guys last night and talked about some of these things, at new rules and so forth. And so tomorrow night we're going to be at the Grantwood AEA facility right across from the Hawkeye Downs Raceway, 6:30. Hope they'll come out. I'll give them the whole business, and then they can decide from there whether to come back or not.
Yeah, even if you're just thinking about it.
Yeah, come out and
come
maybe,
out.
Maybe you can be, you know, maybe I'll impress you enough that you'll come back. You know, maybe it'll draw your interest more. So yeah.
Yeah, and it's a great way to be around the game.
It is
great way to you get some exercise. Even it's just so many benefits to being out there.
There are, you know, it's pretty good group of people, really. Mm-hmm. And so it's time consuming to begin with. You know, it's a short window, but a lot of meetings and things you have to do for the state. But after that, then things open up and the games start, and we're on our way.
It's not only high school games, Bill, but I know the Cedar Rapids Officials Association supplies crews for down to what grade level?
Clear down to seventh grade. We go middle school, ninth grade, sophomore, JV. And that's, you know, we have a lot of games to fill,
mm-hmm.
just in the metro area, really.
Right. And we used to say, well, you're not going to have your opportunity to do Wash Jeff on the first year. But I tell you what, the time frame is shrinking before you get out and have your opportunity to do some big games like
well,
that.
Well, and in the last few years, new people have had the opportunity to work sophomore games in the metro, and they jump right in on it. So, and that didn't exist a few years back.
Always interested to hear from you, Bill, about the rule changes coming up. And I know listeners out there that either have somebody playing football or frequents a lot of high school games across eastern Iowa. Yes. They're going to want to listen right here.
We've got, as I said, 11 rule changes this year. We talked about the blind side blocking. That's to clean up these injuries that have happened when somebody lets up in a play and somebody just annihilates him. And hopefully that, you know, this is the second year they've really concentrated on that. You can still block as long as you're in the frame, the opponent's frame, and you have use your hands. That can still happen on these plays where guys are coming or like on a reverse.
Mm-hmm.
And that still can be there as long as it's legal. Another thing that's going to happen is the pop-up kick is going to be a foul now on the onside kick. The one where they drive it into the ground and it goes up in the air.
Mm.
They said that made players vulnerable to possible injury.
Can't do that anymore.
Can't do it. You're going to get penalized if you do.
Okay.
And this is one, you know, you don't know where these come from. But this expanded neutral zone or the expanded encroachment thing, you can't reach across and touch the snapper or the ball before the snap is completed. Well, if you're there, it's encroachment anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently somewhere that they've tried to do that. Face guarding, you can do it now in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can always could do it in college for a long time. But now you can do it in high school. That's no longer pass interference. And with pass interference,
that'll be the one people will be squawking
about. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there could be a couple more. Pass interference, you have to have contact. So, in other words, I can follow. I'm the defender. I can be right with the receiver with my hand on his back, as long as I'm not pulling a jersey or guiding him. Now the bar arm is still out.
Okay.
But so that's good. That's loosening up a little bit for the defender. The timing change is what's going to affect, I think, the broadcasters to catch on what's going on here. With less than 2 minutes left in each half, the offended team has the option of having the clock start on the snap. They can do that, or what would be right normally, it would start on the ready for play after a foul.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't say either one. They just say they get a chance to go with it on the snap. You can see the advantage that would be to a team that's in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
So those are kind of the highlights of what's going to happen. it'll be interesting to see how this all falls in. And we're going to be having the state rule meeting on computer on the online, and then we'll go to the clinic. There's a clinic here on in August 11th, and find out maybe a little more of how these things are going to be called or should be called.
Which one's going to affect the UNASH and broadcasters like him?
That would be the last 2 minutes, I believe.
It could be confusing to begin with, you know, and I don't know how many teams will take that option. I don't know.
That's true. And then you told me things are becoming you used to have your set of rules for pro, college, mm-hmm. and high school, and now high school is getting a little bit more like college rules.
This face guarding thing is an example. The horse collar thing is similar, not exactly the same. And the blindside thing, but the college is much more severe. They eject them right away. In high school, it's the penalty,
mm-hmm.
unless it's real flagrant.
I was telling you before we went on, Bill, listening to the Big Ten supervisor of officials yesterday at the Big Ten meetings, a lot of talk about targeting, mm-hmm. and the fact that, well, the big college football has a lot more technology to draw from, but that's a concern of you guys too, right?
It certainly is, and it's a judgment thing. If somebody has gone at a player, at an opponent, for 5-10 yards directly and hits him, and he's not in the play, that's targeting. Let's say there's a long sweep and a defender kind of gives up because he knows he's not going to get the guy. He's not going to make the tackle. He kind of lets up, maybe jogging, and somebody comes and nails him. That's the kind of thing they're talking about they want to get rid of.
Mm-hmm. And that'll make things safer, especially in light of what came out yesterday as far as the medical findings are concerned. So, yeah. Again, let us know what time the meeting is tomorrow, and maybe also what what immediate costs that people have to put out to become an official.
Well, they have to pay to be licensed to begin with. That's with the at Boone, and I think that's in $50-$55 for a first sport. Second sport is $12. They have to get licensed. They have to follow the rules of taking the state Part 1 test, which everybody has to do every year now. And then they have to sit and watch the state rule meeting online. A clinic is not required only not every year, but every 3 years.
I'm supposed to ask you, Bill, on our text line here, how your dancing is, and you'll know who asked him if that's the case.
I know who asked him. He's embarrassed me more than once.
Well, I didn't mean to do that,
Bill. See, all these great stories are why Randy's a volleyball official.
Randy and I used to work together. We were on the same crew
that's
at
right.
one time.
Yeah. I remember that.
We knew every good restaurant on the way home.
I believe that. So one more time for the meeting time tomorrow, Bill.
Yes, it's at 6:30 tomorrow night at the Grantwood AEA facility. Right across the road from the Hawkeye Downs Raceway at 6:30, and we hope that we get interested people to turn out.
Yeah.
That address is 4401 6th Street Road Southwest.
All right, very good. And just come out if you're even thinking
Absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely.
Come out, listen, and find out what it's all about.
Maybe Bill will dance for you.
And maybe Bill will dance.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, Bill. We'll take a quick break, come back, and get you updated on the Iowa Open after this.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
Is your truck going to be able to handle all these pavers for the patio?
No problem. The F-150 has got a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body.
Oh.
With best-in-class payload, the F-150 can handle the work you need it to.
Remember when I had a high-strength, military-grade body?
I don't, actually.
It's always a good time.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry and get our hottest offers during the Ford Summer Sales Event, like 0% financing for 60 months on select Ford F-150s. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Best-selling based on 2016 sales when properly equipped. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds. GVWR based on Ford segmentation. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade-assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Eastern Iowa sports is their domain. Back to the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
3:54, back with you here on the Gym Class on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. We're going to get you updated on what's happening. We had this Iowa AM going on at Cedar Rapids Country Club. We also have one of the, it's the granddaddy of them all as far as tennis tournaments are concerned, and that's the Baird Iowa Open. And Randy Krejci here, who's the grand poobah of things as far as the Iowa Open is concerned. And got a lot of tennis going on, hoping that the rain holds off for a little
while.
Does that
make Mark Fiala?
Well, he's the co-grand poobah.
Okay. Well, I got to say, it's nice to join you guys live in your plush studio, because I got to give you this compliment. The last time we talked about tennis was the Girl State Tennis Tournament in Iowa City, and I was on Coach's Corner with you, and I had a cadre of fans that wanted to listen to see if their granddaughter or daughter was going to be reflected on KGYM. So now we don't have an audience here, but it's nice to join you. And we're going to talk about some of the singles finals that are already completed. And then tomorrow I'll be back and talk about how some of the doubles went on. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday's the adults coming in. So we've got a lot of action. But maybe we'll just start right off with girls 12 and under singles. Abby Peterson out of Ankeny is the champion. She was the number two seed. And she defeated a young lady from Mission Hills, Kansas. In fact, you'll see some of the people that played. It was like a Big 12 or a Big 10 competition, because we had people from Kansas, Nebraska, Illinois, Missouri involved. And anyway, she defeated Helen Hendricks 6-2, 6-0 to win that. And now the new system of the Iowa Open, there is a third place finisher. They play off with the semifinalists that lost. And in this case, Katie Schmidt from Prairie Village, Kansas, ended up in third place. Girls 14 and under singles, and this is like being at Wimbledon. We have Camilla Ibrahimova. And she is from Lincoln, Nebraska, champion there in girls 14 and under singles. She defeated Myra Kieran of Cedar Falls. Kieran was the number two seed, and there was a 6-0, 6-2 win there. And a young lady named Claire Stewart from St. Charles, Missouri, ended up finishing third. Girls 16 and under singles. Another Kansas player from Leawood, Kansas, Lily McNeil. She was the top seed favorite. She won it all. She did have a heck of a match in an all-Kansas semifinal with Randy Hendricks, and she won 10-2 in a super tiebreaker to get to the finals, and then she defeated Yana Gaskell from Fairfield to win the title in girls 16 and under. Girls 18 and under singles, you guys might remember this name, Aneta Charankul from Fairfield. She was the Class 1A singles champion. It just really romped through the state high school tournament. She did meet her match today in the semifinals, or in the finals late this morning. Carrie Nonep, who's the top player from Johnston High School, plays in Class 2A, and Carrie won that 6-4, 6-2, so that's quite a win over Charankun from Fairfield. And so the girls 18 and under single stays in the state of Iowa to a young lady from Johnston. Looking at the boys' side of things, in the 12 and under, Lachlan Gaskell, also from Fairfield. He was a 6-4, 6-2 winner over Nicholas Patrick of Coal Valley, Illinois. And from our area here, Clyde Kennan from Cedar Rapids ended up finishing third. He won by default. It must have been illness to the fourth place finisher in that third place match. Then also in boys 14 and under, the champion there. Now we got a Cedar Rapidian, Parker Sprague. He was the number one seed, actually cruised through the whole tournament until the finals. He had a close one there with Jake Dolphin, the number two seed from Bettendorf. And Sprague, interestingly enough, won the first set easily, then got whitewashed 7-0 in the second set tiebreaker, and then came back in the super tiebreaker for a 10-8 victory. So I guess you could say he was 2 points better. better to win that championship. So that was a dandy matchup there. Then Rami Sheets, a great player for Cedar Rapids, Washington, of course, played on Rusty Graff's great Washington team. He had a tough quarterfinal where he won 13-11 in a super tiebreaker. And then he defeated Jack Wenzel of Iowa City West High fame in the semifinals. And so they're playing the finals either today or maybe first thing tomorrow, you know, weather permitting. And his opponent will be Luke Von Donslier, number 5 seed from Linmar High School. And so that's how the boys 16 and under is shaping up. Then boys 18 and under singles. And Scott, you'll appreciate this, being a Kennedy High School grad, the number 1 seed there. Ended up getting beat by the top player coming out of Kennedy High School right now, Rami Hamaden. Hamaden beat Ben Hediger, a Linmar player. And then Hamaden went on to defeat John Lansing of Cedar Rapids Xavier fame. Lansing's probably known really for his doubles play. And, of course, he went to the state tournament in Class 1A up at Burns Park in Waterloo in doubles. But he was really tough in the semifinals. He took out Lucas Hoffman. And then Lansing played Hamaden in the finals late this morning. And Rami Hamaden is the 6-0, 6-4 winner. And then in that matchup for third place, Ben Hediger defeated Lucas Huffman. Both of them are Linmar Lions, and Hediger won that 6-1, 6-3 to get third place in boys 18 and under singles. So pretty competitive tournament this year, but we've lost some of the entries that maybe we had 3-4 years ago, and I guess I haven't reported on the Iowa Open with you for a while because it was always on top of the girls state softball tournament. So I was usually in Fort Dodge when you were running the Iowa Open here in Cedar Rapids, but back this year. And then, of course, everybody is welcoming back Mark Fiala. He will be running the adult portion. Calvin Song is an assistant tennis pro at the University of Iowa, and he's doing a very good job in his first year. But all the old-timers are glad that Mark Fiala is coming back, so it'll be kind of run the old way, and a lot of things will be on paper. Calvin's there using his computers and getting everything sent in into the Missouri Valley on the results, so it's a little different atmosphere around there right now. But very, very good tournament. It's the longest consecutively run tournament in the state of Iowa. Even outdid when the Tri-State was in Burlington, the Hawkeye Open in Des Moines. They were out a couple years during the war years and that sort of thing. So way back, even before you were born, Mark Dukes, when Frank Nye was probably one of the key people that really got that going, and some of his peers, who I didn't even know, because even though I'm really old, too, I remember Frank Nye in his twilight years.
He's passionate about it.
Oh, yes. He was great, and so now Mark Fiala just kind of keeps the ball rolling so that we can keep it running consecutively year after year. So.
All right, great stuff. Randy, we'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class. Mark, we'll see you tomorrow at 3.
Excellent.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up next, KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA.